Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Welcome to Cubby Corner on Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
As Bertuzzi drives one in the air, deep left, back it goes, gone.
And his fastball is belted, a no-doubter out towards left center. Boy, the only question is how far did it fly?
Now, here are the voices of South Bend Cubs baseball. Your hosts, Max Toma and Brendan King.
For the first time here in 2024, it's the Cubby Corner coming to you on a Monday night. Your South Bend Cubs broadcast duo with you, Max Toma, alongside Brendan King, as always, after the Cubs just completed their first homestand at Forwards Field last week, a six-game set that the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, the high-A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, won yesterday in a Sunday finale victory. It was a thriller, a high-scoring affair. But BK, now that we've wrapped up 1 week at home, just how nice was it, first of all, to return to South Bend, to have the home fans coming out? Beautiful day on Tuesday, and the most gorgeous Sunday you can imagine yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, to start and end the week like that, I mean, truly unheard of. We've had some nice opening days in the past, including last year. But I don't know if we've ever had a basically 70-degree opening day and an 80-degree first Sunday of the year. So, unfortunate the boys couldn't pull it out yesterday. But, you know, you'll take the two wins. You'll now go to Beloit next week. But I think, number one, like we talked about on opening day, just nice to be back. The pageantry of opening day, like we discussed. And we had some pretty good crowds, including Saturday as well. We'll talk about that game here soon. But yeah, I think more than anything, it was fun to be back together. Good to be back on the Cubby Corner here, and we're off to a fun start in the booth.
Yeah, last April we had some attendance records here at Forwards Field. Hoping we can pass a similar type of number when it comes to the attendance numbers. 4,700 plus yesterday, I believe, was the number. But the team out there on the diamond, let's talk about some new guys first that this home crowd in downtown South Bend got to see for the first time. And you got to start with the 18-year-old Jefferson Rojas, because he is doing some things that we rarely ever see in this league from somebody that age.
Yeah, and first of all, you know, back when the South Bend Cubs were a low-A team, that Midwest League was supposed to be hard for 18-year-olds, let alone a high-A Midwest League. So, I mean, over the last number of years, you know, prospect association and where guys go has definitely taken a jump. But, I mean, I don't think there's ever been a situation, you know, every shortstop that's young here in the Midwest League is going to struggle at some point defensively. But I don't think there's ever been a situation where we have seen Rojas play and we pointed to a situation, you know what, he's 18, you know, he'll make that play eventually. There's never been one of those. He's had some insane swings. He's had two home runs. So, yeah, I think not only is he well beyond his years from a physical standpoint, from a mental side, he did a interview with Marquee Sports Network, and he killed that. So I think all in all, he's the full package.
I think one of the best quotes we heard in a post-game interview, I feel like, certainly at this point this year, but how cool was it for him, the game-winning two-run homer in the sixth inning he hit in game two of the doubleheader Friday, to reference something that his dad told him, right? Mm. Keep in mind, he's just an 18-year-old, right? He hasn't been along professional baseball that long, but he says, hey, my dad always taught me, you know, think fastball, anticipate fastball, react to the breaking ball. You got a breaking ball. He reacted. But let's talk about Brendan Davis making a rehab. We don't know how long he's going to be here. Brendan's obviously a very experienced guy when it comes to his time in the minors, his time in South Bend. But looked very smooth, looked very comfortable over the weekend.
Yeah, he was with us on rehab last year, and I guess the year before too. But this is the earliest we've ever had him on a rehab, which is encouraging because, of course, he was here the last couple of years in July, August-ish. It's April, and he looks more comfortable at the plate right now in his rehab than he did each of the last 2 years. So, yeah, we talked with Lance Brozdowski on Marquee. I mean, it's sort of an unluckiness factor for Brennan that this has been a situation in the last number of years, but he has embraced it. He's a full-on professional. I mean, heck, he signed autographs on the concourse yesterday. So, I mean, that guy is a pro's pro, and he's going to do whatever he needs to do with his body and his mindset to get him back to AAA Iowa. And hopefully this is the year that he gets the call up to Wrigley Field.
And how nice is it for the guys, especially in April, to be playing with somebody like Brennan, to be playing, you know, with a guy behind the plate like Casey Opitz, when you've got youngsters out there, you've got your Brett Batemans, your Parker Chavers, who haven't been out there that long. Rafael Morel, we got to see his versatility defensively. But to know and to be playing alongside a guy who is really just, you know, a few breaths away from the big league level once he returns back to Iowa.
Huge. And, you know, we had Alexander Canario last year, too. I know how much that did for a guy like Kevin Alcantara. I mean, Alcantara was kind of like a younger dog following an older dog, trying to be its best friend, right? And Canario was giving him all kinds of tips. And then Canario did what he did and hit that grand slam at Wrigley last year and made his big league debut. So I think that's huge, especially for a Morel. I mean, of course, he's got his brother on speed dial in Chicago and Chris. And now he gets to watch Brennan do his thing. So, yeah, I think, simply put, all of us are rooting for Brennan, and it's just a matter of time.
Trying to learn which fire hydrants are the best, yeah, which parks are the most fun, yeah, and which other dogs, yeah, to avoid, right? Yeah. So the guy who's going to be starting for the South Bend Cubs, and we'll get to the series more in the final segment, but I want to talk about what we saw from Nick Hull, mm-hmm, earlier this week, because Nick Hull is a guy who we only saw make one start here last year, joined the team in Lake County down the stretch, mainly used as a piggybacker for Brody McCullough. But Nick Hull seems like he could be a dude here early on in 2024.
He's just a guy that throws strikes. You've mentioned on the broadcast the various fastballs that he brings. And, yeah, five scoreless innings, couple hits, couple walks, five Ks. And, you know, I don't necessarily associate his stuff with strikeouts. That's kind of the cherry on top, right? Because his goal is to get soft contact, kind of like a Kyle Hendricks when he was in his prime. Of, if you're getting ground balls, you know you're doing your job. If the strikeouts come with that, that's just the added bonus.
He's Brendan King. I'm Max Thoma. When we come back here on the Cubby Corner, BK sat down with the new man at the helm of their 2024 South Bend Cubs. That is the new manager in Nick Lovello. That's coming up on the Cubby Corner on Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Episode number one of the Cubby Corner goes on here on WSBT Radio. Time for our first interview of the season. And, of course, we always start every new campaign with the skipper. It is new South Bend Cubs manager Nick Lovello. Nick, been a fun start with the South Bend Cubs, your first season here in the Midwest League. Wrapping up your first home series, just first, your thoughts on kind of the environment and getting to see Four Winds Field packed for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the environment was great. I thought that the fans did an amazing job of coming out and giving us our support. You know, even at the beginning of the week, opening day when it was pretty chilly, and then we got some nice weather there the last few days, and just awesome, awesome turnout, awesome environment, awesome atmosphere. It's always great when we score a run or make a great play and, you know, hear the horn go off and chant, the fans going crazy. And, you know, we feed off that. We feed off that, and that gives us energy. And, you know, we definitely felt that throughout the series.
So heading into this next series on the road at Beloit for six, just the opening homestand, things you liked and things you'd like to work on.
Yeah, I think we started playing way better baseball the back half of the homestand. The first few games, kind of sloppy, had some miscues, especially defensively. And then once we got to Friday on the doubleheader, started playing much cleaner baseball. Infielders making the routine play, made some really nice plays as well. Pitchers, I thought, did a pretty good job. They were pretty consistent throughout the series of attacking the zone. And like I've been saying, just giving us a chance, setting the tone, especially on that doubleheader day. I think we gave up two runs in 14 innings, and you know, that was huge to get a win that second game. Like I said, good pitching, then a couple timely hits, and then, you know, we've carried that momentum over into Saturday, and thought yesterday could have gone a little better, but overall, from where we were at the beginning of the series to where we finished up, pretty happy.
Nick Lovello is our guest, the new manager of the South Bend Cubs. So you and I were chatting on the field after a couple roster transactions earlier in the week, and it's already paying dividends. Felix Stevens back with the South Bend Cubs. Of course, he crushed 27 home runs last year, 14 of them being in South Bend. And he hit two in that big Saturday victory, 11-3 over Wisconsin. I guess just the first thing on Felix, picking up right where he left off. But, you know, in that cleanup spot or five hole, what can he bring most to a lineup just besides the power?
Yeah, I mean, instant offense, what he brought with him, which is exactly what we needed, kind of that spark plug, help propel us to victory on Saturday, and then even yesterday, a couple hits. It's just exactly what we needed. I think we were kind of lacking the first few games, middle of the bat, kind of bat, middle of the lineup kind of bat, mm-hmm, and someone who gave us a timely hit. You know, with runners scoring position, I feel like we haven't done a great job of executing those situations, and he came in and did that with a huge grand slam that kind of sparked us to that win. And we're, you know, we'll be looking forward for that in his time, the rest of his time here. And also another note about Steven is he's just a great presence to be around. Very big human being, and he's got a personality to match that. And being here, he's a leader, he's a veteran, he's kind of helping, showing our younger guys the ropes, and holding them accountable, and just being a good teammate and a good leader, which is, you know, something that we need as well.
Yeah, he had the he was the Gatorade cooler guy last year. He was all about that. He had a 470-foot bomb actually last year in Beloit, so you guys are about to go back there. So that was a moonshot, no doubt. But thinking about it too, you know, he played right field and then left. I thought he did a great job in left field in Sunday's game. He played four wins field, left field for the first time, and seemed to gel in well. But that also gives you three legitimate first basemen in Jonathan Long, Brian Calmer, and Felix Stevens. How helpful is that just to kind of build a lineup every day?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, very helpful. Like I said, middle of the order bats, all three of those guys right there. And, first base, knowing that that position is locked down. And then we also can get Felix in the outfield. Jay Long can also play third base, and he's starting to work in the outfield as well. So, because of how great those bats are, trying to find different ways to get them in the lineup as well. And, all three of those guys are off to good starts, or, we're expecting big things from them moving forward.
Let's talk about another bat in the order that's been around the last week, Brennan Davis, rehabbing with the South Bend Cubs. Great to see Brennan, as always, 2019 Midwest League champion. And, you know, kind of on one note, it's unfortunate that he has been used to kind of this rehab stuff. But on the same sense, he probably knows what he needs to get done to get back to the Iowa Cubs and then hopefully the Chicago Cubs. So, kind of for you guys, what's the goal for Brennan while he's here, and what specifically is he working on?
Yeah, Brennan, first thing I want to say about him is he's just such a professional, such a pro. And it's great for to have our, like I said, with Felix, it's even better to have his presence in the clubhouse and our young guys to be able to watch him and see how he goes about his business, how he attacks the workday, how he's attacking his rehab process, how he's dialed in, locked in games, having conversations about the pitcher on the bench, helping his teammates out. He cares. He cares about his performance, and he cares about helping us win. That's great to see. And yeah, he's on track. He's in a good place right now. I think physically he's starting to feel better, and mentally, he's dialed in. And so, I think, I don't know how much longer we'll have him here for, but, anything that we can do to help get him right, get him back on track, to get back to Iowa and to dominate in Iowa, and then, hopefully get that call up to the big leagues that he's been working so hard for, and, that he deserves. So we're all back. We're all here. We're all behind him, and, we're nothing but the best for Brennan and any way we can help.
Nick Lavello, the manager of the South Bend Cubs, our guest here on the Cubby Corner, WSBT Radio. Nick, Jefferson Rojas, 18 years old. He won't turn 19 for a couple more weeks. You know, if somebody's out here listening right now and they have not seen Jefferson play, how can you best describe what he brings to the table? 18 years old, two bombs already. He's playing shortstop every day. That's no easy task.
Yeah, and I was talking to Lance about this on Marquee when I was talking about Jefferson and mentioned him. The first thing that stands out to me with Jeff, and I've known him for about 2 years now, right from when he first came over from the Dominican Academy, is just how mature he is and how well he handles himself for being so young. He's well below the league average in age, and one of our most advanced players, not only on our team, but in my opinion, in the league as well. He's a legit hitter, has legit power to all fields, able to put the bat on the ball and hit the ball really hard in all counts. He's a great, good defender. He's a plus defender, and I think he has a chance to be an elite-type level shortstop, trying to smooth out some things and just work on his consistency, and that's been evident in a couple miscues at shortstop so far. But if you watch his total body of work, he's at short. He's made some really nice plays, and shown some flashes of, like I said, being an elite shortstop. Mm-hmm. That's what you can expect. You expect someone who's going to hit, top of the lineup and give you really good defense at shortstop, and can also get on bases and swipe a couple bags, and you know, all that, taking all that in consideration, given his age and youth, he's someone that we're really, really excited about.
Speaking of top of the lineup, a guy that has just been an on-base machine, OBP 500 plus already, Brett Bateman. He was on base 9 times in that first series against Quad Cities. Just being a manager and having that luxury of being able to pin a guy at the top of the order every day, I mean, what does that bring for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a luxury. It's definitely a luxury. Hitting leadoff's hard. It's a very hard position to hit. I hit leadoff, you know, a few times throughout my career, and it's a challenge because you feel like you're always up. You're always, you know, kind of expected to be that spark plug, kind of expected to make things happen. And given those expectations, I think Brett's done an amazing job of living up to those and doing just that, you know, finding ways to get on base. He drove a ball in the left center field gap the other day, which is great to see. Him start to harness into a little bit of that power that we know is in there. And yeah, just setting the tone for the top of the lineup consistently, night in and night out. Not easy to do, but he's done an excellent job of it. And, you know, that's what we'll be looking for him the rest of the season.
Starting rotation, that doubleheader that you brought up earlier, Drew Gray and Sam Armstrong started. Luis Devers is back with the South Bend Cubs. So it seems like the rotation is rounding into form. How pleased have you been so far with the starting pitching and them giving you a chance to win seemingly every night so far?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like I kind of touched on it earlier, but that doubleheader night, we gave up 2 runs in 14 innings. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just incredible. Incredible job. I know Drew Gray pitched game one, and then Sam Armstrong's throwing the ball extremely well in his 2 outings. Just really excited about both those guys. And, yeah, having Devers back for however long he's going to be here for is awesome. And kind of like we're talking about, veteran presence, knows how to go about his business, a good influence, good teammate, and someone for the younger guys first year here to look up to, someone who goes about his business the right way. So, yeah, our rotation's definitely strong suit. I can't forget about Nick Hole, what he did on Tuesday. Excited for him to pitch tomorrow as well and set the tone for the rest of that series. our rotation's definitely something I'm really excited about, our whole staff's really excited about, and I'm looking for them to continue to carry us moving forward throughout the season.
Last couple things with new South Bend Cubs manager Nick Lovello. Cubs head to Beloit tomorrow to take on the Sky Carp. So your coaching staff, Bruce Billings, the pitching coach, Nate Spears, the hitting coach, Kyle Moore, the bench coach, brand new staff, including yourself. But this is a story that we have talked about off the air. Nate was one of your coaches when you were playing in the Red Sox system. So to have him now on your coaching staff, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, it's it's very, very surreal, almost in a way. When I heard the news at first, I screamed out to the person who told me, I'm like, no way. Like, you're kidding me. That's amazing. You know, this is going to be so great. And, you know, that's been how it's been every day so far this season. Nate has been and always will be one of my favorite coaches that I ever played for. And he's already one of my favorite coaches that I've had on one of my staffs. And just the way that he goes about his business day to day, he's passionate, he cares, he supports the players in whatever way they need. He's able to communicate with them. He's able to use his judgment and have great conversations, have the tough conversations when need be. You know, he's been through it all in his experience as a player and a coach, and he's just, you know, just a great person and a great staff member to have, and I'm lucky to have him, and the whole Cubs organization, South Bend's Cubs, we're all very lucky to have him here with us. And so, you know, looking forward to working with him throughout the rest of the season as well.
Nick Lovello, he is the new manager of the South Bend Cubs as South Bend takes the trip to Beloit. Nick, always appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Absolutely. Thanks, BK.
Back here on the Cubby Corner, you just heard from South Bend Cubs manager Nick Lovello, who sat down with BK. I'm Max Thoma with you as we continue along with this edition, the first of the year for the Cubby Corner, and BK only a week and a half under his belt so far, but Nick Lovello, early thoughts so far at this point in the season?
Yeah, I think the first thing that comes to mind is just it's been a seamless transition to the Midwest League in terms of how he goes about his business. I mean, he's not missed a beat in rallying the guys and schedules. I mean, all the little stuff that comes with being a manager, right? Because there's the glory of being the head honcho, but there's the sending the schedules and hitting fungos and all the little things. And you know, he's got his dad, Torrey Lovello, to call at any time. He mentioned at spring training how many questions he asked guys like Buddy Bailey and Lance Reimel. So he did the proper preparation, and now it's just a matter of winning some ballgames.
You know, fun fact that I learned when I was talking to Nick at BP a few days ago, well, I was asking him where he was for the you know, the World Series run for his dad's club and the Diamondbacks last year. And he was getting married out in Europe in Italy, and he was on his honeymoon. And him and his wife, Taryn, actually got married on my birthday last year. So that was just a little fun tidbit for me.
How about that?
So I always remember what day they got married, I guess.
There you go.
Is what I'm saying. But let's talk some Felix Stevens, because Felix Stevens put a jolt into this ballpark, not once but twice on Saturday. Probably the loudest the crowd was all series. Solo shot to get the Cubs on the board. Grand slam to put him ahead. 27 home runs last year. He wanted 25. This year he wants 30. How nice is it to have that big man back in the lineup, that big bat too?
Yeah, not just the bat, but the smile and the water coolers and everything that comes along with Felix Stevens. By the way, yesterday he played left field here at Four Winds Field for the first time ever and looked terrific doing so. He had a couple plays, didn't do anything too glamorous, but I mean, cut off a couple balls going to the wall, and he was great. It also adds a viable third first baseman for the Cubs, Brian Calmer, Jonathan Long, and now Felix Stevens. He played a lot of first last year, probably going to play more outfield just because that's where the roster is sort of set up. But yeah, I mean, you mentioned Saturday. I mean, he did two things consecutively that are a little bit harder than the previous, and the first of which, he hit a ball off the batter's eye in center field, which that's difficult to do.
High bar already.
Yeah, high bar. And then, as a right-handed batter, he crushed his grand slam over the bridge in right center. That's only been done a couple times ever by a right-handed batter, let alone a lefty. Matt Mervis had a few of those. I think a Griffin Conine as well. But, yeah, for a righty, that's super rare and just nice to have that home run power back.
This team also, we don't really talk about it too much, but it feels like, because you mentioned Felix defensively out in left field, he was in right the day prior. Seems a lot of defensive versatility. Mm-hmm. Morrell can go play anywhere. We know that. We saw Ed Howard play third. Pedro Ramirez can bounce around the infield. Ravage Garcia can kind of bounce around as well. Nice to have a lot of options defensively that Nick Lovello could go to. But I want to transition quickly because we're running out of time. Coming up for the Cubs, road trip, second of the year, going to ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit. I want to know what Brendan Davis' reaction is to playing at not Pullman, considering
yeah.
that I would hope that and imagine that he has played at Pullman mm-hmm. Field before. But what are you looking forward to getting on the road to Beloit? I'm thinking the press box food is probably one of those items.
I'll be sure to give you the reviews of the food. I think that comes to mind last year's. Felix's 475-foot blast last year at Beloit. I was telling Lovello about that during the interview, and his eyes kind of got wide, like, oh boy, like, you know, let's see what we get this year. But yeah, I think, you know, Nick Hall's starting game one, so you know he's going to give you a good effort, and we'll see what the rest of the starting rotation looks like. You know, Drew Gray looked good in that doubleheader, as did Sam Armstrong. Luis Devers being back was sharp for a few innings the other day, so Cubs just need to rally some W's.
And we got some fun stuff to look forward to today as well. I don't know, are we allowed to tease that?
Yeah, why not?
We're going to Wrigley Field.
There we are.
Yeah, we're going to Wrigley. The team's going to be coming along with us. We're going to have some mic'd up segments that I'm sure you'll be able to find on our social media pages, South Bend Cubs on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook as well. And when I said Twitter, I did mean X as well. Looking forward to get to Wrigley on the way, right on the way to Beloit.
It'll be good. And by the time people are listening to this, the content will be recorded. So we're excited to bring that all to you.
Yeah, a special thank you in advance, really, to all the work that Chris Exum-Jones and Kaylee Sedlacek will be doing at Wrigley Field today, while you and I are not necessarily relaxing, but probably doing less.
We're going to shag BP.
I'm hoping to maybe hop in on a tour. It's going to be nice to see a lot of these guys seeing Wrigley Field for the very first time, too.
Yeah, Rojas, 18. I mean, Morrell, that'll be special for him, the place his brother calls home, so looking forward to it.
Going to be a gorgeous day. You can catch BK almost every day, and when I say day, I mean during the day in Beloit. How many road games?
Four day games.
Game one tomorrow is at
2:05.
2:05 Eastern Time, 1:05 Central.
I'm glad I had that right.
You can hear call of the first pitch. 1:05 Central Time, 12:45 Central Time is the pregame show. BK will have the call with you all week. I'm Max Toma. This has been the Cubby Corner on Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
This has been Cubby Corner on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. South Bend Cubs baseball continues tomorrow. Find the podcast as well as the Cubs schedule at WSBTradio.com. For tickets to all home games, go to SouthBendCubs.com. Cubby Corner is a production of the South Bend Cubs and Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.